Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Andrea Gunning, host of Betrayal. We want to thank all of our listeners for the continued listens, reviews, and emails. It is incredibly impactful to the production team to hear from all of you. Although the first season of Betrayal has come to a close, this story continues to unfold. We are tracking Spencer's parole and providing additional information. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll be dropping bonus episodes on Thursdays, including one today. If you want to reach out to our team, you can email us at betrayalpod@gmail.com. That's betrayalpod@gmail.com. Thank you for being a part of this community. I'm Andrea Gunning, and this is Betrayal. Bonus Episode 1, Girl Tribe. Way back in the beginning of the podcast, you might remember all the people in Acworth, Georgia, who supported Jennifer when they found out that Spencer had been arrested. They were neighbors and close friends, people that Jen had met through the wine bar and the neighborhood that kept her afloat during her worst days. And as the podcast was wrapping up, Jennifer invited 5 of these women to her home where they relived some of the moments behind the scenes.
Thank you guys so much for being here tonight because, you know, this journey started with you guys too. You guys picked me up and just carried me over the finish line of every single I just kind of want to go around and say some things that like really stick out in my brain about each of you. Jill?
Yes.
I want to talk about your reaction when I called you to tell you.
Jill was one of the first people Jennifer called when Spencer was arrested. But Jill was out of town with her husband, Duncan, taking care of their granddaughters in North Carolina, hours away.
You were like, Duncan! Go and get her.
It's the first thing I said. Because I knew I couldn't leave because I had our granddaughters. And Duncan doesn't know how to deal with little girls. And I said, go get her. And he just looked at me with his hand. I'll never forget. His hands open. He goes, okay. What do I do with her? Because he knows you. And what the fuck am I supposed to do with Jennifer all by myself? And I'm like, I don't care. just take her to the house because I was so afraid that the news media or somebody would find out your address. Then luckily, Danielle showed up and everybody showed up and, you know, I was like, okay, we're good. We're good.
Danielle, thank you for answering the phone, first of all, which was like the most unusual thing.
Danielle owned her own day spa in Acworth and would often be serving clients for long blocks of time. But this time, she picked up.
I was in the middle of doing a facial, and I stepped out of my treatment room and thought, something's not right. And I looked down and my phone was ringing. And I said, are you okay?
And I said, I need you to come here. And I don't know if you flew, but you were there in 2 seconds. I didn't know what to do. And I'm sure you didn't either.
It was easy for me because we're friends and I wanted to be there for you.
I just didn't ever have to ask for anything. You know, we were sitting on the porch, Kim, one day, and it must have been just a day after I found out how many women there were.
Yeah.
And I just looked over at you and said, I think I need to go to the doctor.
I think we both kind of realized at the same time that you might have gotten something from him.
You said, I'll make the appointment. And you picked me up, took me. Mm-hmm. It's just those things that, like, you don't have the strength to do because you can barely get through the day. Deborah.
Deborah experienced her own heartbreak during Jennifer's journey. It was different than Jen's, but very difficult. They leaned on each other.
You saw the day-to-day progress.
I did.
Look how far we've come from sitting on that porch, just being as positive as we could.
Right.
Today is a good day to have a good day. We said that
every day.
For years. And now, look, we live across the street from each other.
Just think about the past 4 years and everything that's happened.
Yeah, all of us have gone through something.
We've all had family stuff or whatever.
Unbelievable what has happened.
But no one's world has been turned upside down the way that yours has.
No.
Not even close. You are standing on your own 2 feet. You know, this awesome house, this great outlook on life.
I'm just so proud of you.
This is why I left LA and moved here. This was gonna happen, and it just couldn't have happened in a better place.
Jen realized she lost a husband, but gained a tribe.
So I thank you for that, but sorry, we're growing old together.
Oh,
I cannot wait.